What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
Cystic fibrosis is the most common life-threatening recessive genetic condition affecting Australian children. It affects a number of organs in the body and it can be absolutely debilitating. Fortunately, cystic fibrosis WA is making life a lot more manageable for those suffering from CF. Here today to tell us a bit more about the work of Cystic Fibrosis WA is CEO Nigel Parker. Welcome to 98.5 Sunshine FM.
Thanks, Rodney. It's a pleasure to be here.
First of all, what is cystic fibrosis?
Well, cystic fibrosis is a genetic disorder, which primarily manifests itself in the lungs, but it can affect every organ in the body other than the brain.
Okay, so what sort of symptoms would we expect in someone who has CF?
Well, fortunately, here in Western Australia, you're either born with CF or you're not. And we have a test here for all newborn babies, which will very quickly show whether or not they're carrying this condition. So the sort of symptoms that you can expect to manifest themselves are a build-up of mucus in the lungs, and there's also a sweat test, which looks at levels of salt in the sweat.
And for those suffering, I believe that they have to go through a routine every day or every couple of days, depending on how severe it is. So it's not something that they can get away from for a few days.
Well, that's right. I mean, it does manifest itself to varying levels of degree of severity. But it's not uncommon for kids to have two sessions of physiotherapy a day, once in the morning, once in the evening, to help clear the sticky mucus from the lungs.
So there's certainly research going on, but one of the big things that Cystic Fibrosis WA is involved in is really helping people adjust to a life with cystic fibrosis.
That's right, and we're getting better at it, and the treatments are getting better. We know this because in 1960, the average life expectancy at birth was just 5 years of age. But today, with better treatment, better pharmaceuticals, and a better knowledge of the disease process, the average life expectancy now is well into the mid-30s.
Okay, it still seems like a very difficult thing to come to terms with, that someone might only make it to the mid-30s, but people have and continue to live older than that with CF.
Oh, yes, indeed. To have an average of the mid-30s, you've got to have people that are considerably older than that. And in fact, here in Western Australia, one of our CF sufferers is actually in her 80s. So it is about discipline. It's about sticking to your treatment regimen and being very disciplined about how you actually look after your own health.
But nevertheless, it can be quite debilitating and a real struggle for families having to deal with it day after day.
Well, that's right. I mean, and particularly for new parents who've just taken delivery of this beautiful little baby, it is a life-changing episode. You can have nothing but admiration for the mums and dads that are looking after kids with CF. And, of course, it affects their siblings as well, because quite often they see a lot of treatment being lavished on the child with CF, and sometimes they can feel a bit left out of it. And that's why here at, in Western Australia with Cystic Fibrosis WA, we actually run a camp for SIBs. So we have a SIBs camp where we can actually take the siblings, brothers and sisters of the kids with CF, bring them together in an environment where it can be learning and it can be fun. Now, unfortunately, we can't do that for the kids with CF themselves because of cross-infection issues. But certainly, the kids who take part in the SIBS camp have a whale of a time. They make lifelong friendships there, and they understand what their brothers and sisters who have CF are actually going through, and so they can better cope with that side of the disease process.
You certainly have a number of fundraising events throughout the year. Now, the one coming up this Friday, you're going to lock me and one of my fellow announcers, Tim Long, you're going to lock us up in Fremantle down there in King's Square.
Yeah, well, we've heard that you deserve to be locked up, Rodney. I'm not exactly sure why, but apparently you and Tim are a right-looking pair of convicts. And we're going to lock you up, and we're going to encourage your listeners and friends, family and businesses to actually pay your bail to get out. And every penny that we raise through that will actually go to the provision of home care services for people with cystic fibrosis.
Who are we likely to meet along the way? Because we're not the only ones that are going to be locked up and become convicts for a cause on Friday, are we?
Well, that's right. In fact, this is the 14th year that cystic fibrosis has actually run this fundraiser, and previous convicts have included Carmen Lawrence, I think she's still free. We've had the mayor of Fremantle and the police chief, and he's definitely still free, come along and be convicts for a cause. This year, people can pop down and they can meet Chris Murphy. He's of Australian Idol fame, and he'll be busking for his bail.
That should be good. A bit of music in our little prison, which, as I mentioned, is King Square. If people are not familiar with Fremantle, they certainly would know where the Town Hall is. So we'll be between the Town Hall and St John's Church down there in Fremantle, in that square. I believe there's going to be a market down there as well, and there's going to be all sorts of things going on. So it's really a great idea for people to come down, make a day trip, but make sure they bring their wallet.
Absolutely. And if they can't actually come down, they can certainly visit our website, which is www.cysticfibrosiswa.org, and they can click on a link there to actually pay the bail for either yourself, Tim, myself, or one of our convicts. We've actually got 9 at the moment. We're looking for our 10th, so if any of your listeners have good contacts in business who might want to bail them out, then please get in touch with Jeff, and Jeff will set up the site for them. And can I give the number for Jeff?
Certainly.
Yeah, Jeff's number is 9346 7336, and Jeff will certainly help set them up as a convict for the day.
Okay, well, it'd be great to get another one or two convicts down there in Fremantle on Friday. Now, the time commitment, we're going to be down there. We'll be broadcasting live from 9 until 3, but that's not the time commitment for most convicts. It's running from, I believe, about 11 or 11.30, just for a few hours for most of them, but we've been especially bad, so we're there a bit longer.
Well, quite right. 11.30 till 1.30 is the commitment we're looking for from people who've got good contacts around that they can phone up and ask them to pledge some money to set them free. And there is a little incentive there as well, because the event is actually sponsored by Little Creatures and Capel Vale Wines and, of course, Sunshine FM. And we're going to throw an office party or a workplace party for the top fundraiser. And I can tell you now, I've sampled the Little Creatures ales, and I've sampled the Capel Vale wines to excess, I may say, and I can tell you they're absolutely top notch.
Okay, well, if people want to get involved, they can get in touch with Jeff, as you mentioned. If you missed that phone number and you'd like to get involved, you can always give us a call here at Sunshine FM on 9276 8744. Happy to pass on the details. Now, if you'd like to bail Tim and myself out of prison, you can go to our website, sunshinefm.ws. The details are already there. Go to sunshinefm.ws. It's there on the front page. You can have a look. Get involved by donating. Listen throughout the day and find out a bit more about cystic fibrosis and the work of Cystic Fibrosis WA. Nigel, you're going to be down there on Friday, so I think we'll grab a bit more of your time once we're down there.
That sounds absolutely great. I look forward to seeing you behind bars.
Okay. Speaking to CEO Nigel Barker of Cystic Fibrosis WA, thanks for your time.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.